I think $488 million, something like that. Build America bonds are another financing technique that can be used to build roads, water systems, anything that you can use tax-exempt bonding for. But we had to have this legislation passed in order to give us the authority to do it. This gives us more firepower to invest in job creation. And we want this coming year to be the biggest building year in Illinois history. Now, the only way we're going to get our economy out of the slump that it's in is to use public works. Public works where we prime the pump by investing in things that will help us today and tomorrow.
But is this going to be separate from bonding larger capital?
Yes, it is. It's separate. Yeah, that's more opportunity for us to make more investments. This comes from the federal government. It's a pretty creative technique. These Build America bonds are new to our bonding world, but we're going to use them in Illinois as not only the state, but other cities and communities in Illinois. Even the Water Reclamation District could use these bonds to make things happen. But I had to sign the law in order to authorize it to take place. Well, bonds are like a mortgage. You know, you do it over a long-term period of time. The only way you have a strong economy is to have a strong infrastructure. You have to have good roads, bridges, water systems, rail systems. You got to have schools that are not dilapidated. So making these investments pay dividends for years to come. You pay them over a 30-year period of time or a 15- or 20-year period of time, whatever the case might be. But we have to make these investments. For years in Illinois, our state was not doing enough for its infrastructure. That's 10 years of not having a capital bill. And so we have a lot of pent-up demand for building. And I expect us to unleash that now and for years to come. I'm going to be down later today at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. There's a wonderful school building there called Lincoln Hall that's falling apart. Our capital bill is going to allow us to begin right now the bidding process to rebuild Lincoln Hall, named after Abraham Lincoln. I'm going to be in Carbondale later today. We're going to be building a transportation building for their educational needs. I'm going to be in Edwardsville later today. They're building a science building, rebuilding it. So we have to make these investments if we're going to have good schools and we're going to have smart people.
Governor, we have less than 30 days in the calendar year. Pardon?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you have to ultimately repay the bonds. It depends on the source of the funding. For example, in our capital bill, we have a source of funding that's separate from the income tax. We have a different source of funding there. We have fees and other things like that. With respect to Build America bonds, if it's a unit of local government, such as the Water Reclamation District, they would use their sources of funding to pay back the bonds. For the state of Illinois, we would have revenue that we would use to pay the bond payments on an annual basis. That may or may not be the income tax. It might be another levy.
Governor, okay. We have less than 30 days in the calendar year. You told us perhaps 6 weeks ago that you needed a cash management loan to bridge things until the end of the year. You still haven't closed it. Why not?
I'll tell you why not. We are trying to get the comptroller to sit down and negotiate this and get this done. The state treasurer and our office are ready to go. We're ready to borrow $500 million, half a billion dollars, that is quite common at this time of year. It's been done in the past by other state treasurers and other comptrollers. We need to negotiate this loan in order to pay our vendors.
What specifically is he not doing?
I don't know. My staff, I talked to the budget director yesterday, who works for me, David Vaught. He has been trying this week to sit down with the comptroller's office and get their approval. Now, I used to be the state treasurer of Illinois. I worked with Jim Edgar, who was governor and who was a different party than I was, on several occasions when I was state treasurer. I worked with comptroller Don Clark Netsch, who was also a Democrat, and we negotiated with him very quickly short-term loans necessary for the public finance of Illinois. We did it in 1991. We did it in 1993. We did it without any kind of politics or any kind of monkey business. I think the comptroller should get going right now and sit down with my budget people so we can negotiate this short-term loan. This is not a difficult thing to do. It's necessary for the health and safety of the people of Illinois.
We've talked to social service agencies that have not paid their employees for 6 weeks. Is this the controller's? Are you saying the controller is the reason they aren't getting their money?
Once the vouchers leave and the invoices leave the departments and go to the comptroller's office, that's the fiscal payment agency of the state of Illinois. If there's a particular agency that isn't being paid, that has an emergency need, I'd recommend to the comptroller to pay it right away. That's his job. But we do need, in the state of Illinois, and I've said so, we need to borrow money on a short-term basis. It's going to be paid back by the end of this fiscal year. We've done this over and over again in Illinois, not just me as governor, but previous governors, just about everyone, has negotiated short-term cash management loans to get the state through a particular time. You need the cooperation of the state treasurer and the comptroller and the governor. And I'm ready to go. Alexei Giannoulias is ready to go. It's time for Dan Hines to stop dragging his feet and tell his people to sit down with our budget people. This can be done in about a half an hour or an hour. I know because I personally did it with Jim Edgar and Don Clark Netsch on several occasions when I was state treasurer. Now, to be lollygagging along and not and meandering along instead of getting the job done is inexcusable. The people of Illinois expect every constitutional officer to do his or her job without politics. And this is very important. And I'm very disappointed that the comptroller on Monday didn't get this done. He didn't get it done yesterday, Tuesday. We're now on Wednesday. It's time to get the job done for the people of Illinois.
So is the comptroller playing politics?
I have no idea, but I know that our state has the capacity to borrow $500 million on a very short-term basis at a very, very favorable interest rate. The last time we went to the market, we paid a 1% interest rate. Now, it's a very low interest rate. We can use our borrowing power to provide the financial liquidity necessary to pay a lot of bills. Now, the comptroller has to pay those bills. He's responsible for determining who gets paid. That's part of his legal responsibility under our Constitution. Now, we want to provide him more financial wherewithal to pay those bills. Now, we have to borrow the money to do so. We need his approval as well as the treasurer, as well as the governor. Now, I talked to my budget director on Monday and on Tuesday, and I said, what is the problem here with the comptroller's office? They're still studying the matter. I know personally from my own experience as state treasurer, it takes about an hour, maybe a half hour, to get this done. Now, let's get it done for the people.
So the issue what he's not doing is he's not meeting with your budget people, or
they say they have to study the matter. Okay, we're in an emergency. We've been in a fiscal emergency since January 29th when I took office. I was faced with an $11.5 billion deficit, the worst in Illinois history. No governor has ever had to face this. Check it out. And I'm trying to do the best I can for the people of Illinois without playing politics. And I don't think it's very good at all for any fiscal officer of our state in any way to do anything other than what's right for the people. We can take this loan out. We've done it before. Governor Thompson has done it. Governor Edgar has done it. I helped Governor Edgar do it. And so I was a different political party. There was no politics. And I don't think it's right. Let me go. Well, originally we proposed $900 million. It was suggested we start at $500 million. Okay. We can go to the market very quickly. We can do this before Christmas. We should do it right away. But we have certain legal requirements that must be done in order to get this loan transacted. One of those requirements is the comptroller needs to sign on it. Well, you know, it's a free country. I mean, it's kind of goofy, I think, really. But that's the way he wants to run his campaign. I'm doing a job for the people of Illinois. And everywhere I go, people understand the enormity of this challenge. We have a national economy that's just bumping along, a huge state deficit. And I think I've done a pretty good job in 10 months. You know, if he wants to be political and, you know, kind of do what he's doing, and that's his business. Yeah, I think people of Illinois are happy with the integrity of our government, the stability of our government, the fact that we know we have enormous problems, but we're moving forward. We've addressed a lot of issues in the past 10 months. We have many more to go. Starting with Asian carp today. We're working on that today. Every day there's a major challenge, I can tell you. But I think the people of Illinois have confidence in my integrity and the integrity of our government. And they didn't have that a year ago or even 10 months ago. And I think that's what I have found. The strength of Illinois are the people of Illinois. I believe in people. I'm a people person. I always have been. They want that in a governor. You know, a fellow with a lot of money can run all the TV commercials he wants, but I think folks in Illinois, the voters of Illinois, are more interested in deeds and not his words. I think I've done a lot of good deeds for the people of Illinois. Okay? All right, thanks.
Very good. Thanks for coming, guys. Yeah, thank you, Ricky. Okay.
I feel better. You know, we gave. Yeah.